John Head, H-E-A-D. Mr. Head was born 9/12/63. What was the sugar man?
Okay.
9/12/63. Today's 2/6/24. John is 60 years old. He gets his medical care from a clinic down the street, but they told him to come see us today because he was in so much pain, period. In the paragraph, he has a history of low back pain. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident some 2 years ago and has had disc problems ever since then. He hasn't had any recent MRIs, has had no loss of bowel and bladder, period. In the paragraph, he got up 2 days ago with severe back pain, didn't do anything about it, and finally decided to come in today for evaluation, period. Again, long-standing history of sciatic issues. Last set of blood tests 6 months ago, both PSA blood work were within normal limits, has not had a testosterone recently. Eye exam up to date, colonoscopies up to date, medical problems, low thyroid, history of goiter, BPH, and diabetes. Surgery, no recent surgery. Also put down history of sciatic nerve, low back problems. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He is a construction supervisor, married 13 years, no children, family history, mom's 80, doing well, dad's died of colon cancer. Okay, not bad. Dad died of colon cancer. He's had colonoscopy times two, by the way. Maintenance colonoscopy is up to date. Blood sugar today is 201. His urine analysis is pending. Period. Last set of blood tests, his A1C was 7.1. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medication, level thyroxine, dose not known. Amaryl, 4 milligram once a day. Level thyroxine, 75 microgram once a day. Finasteride, 5 milligram a day. Flomax, 0.4 once a day. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 291 pounds, 96%, 97.5, 16, 68, 144 over 84. Heart positive, swamp positive was 2, lungs, free bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, on mucosa with anagen, logical, non-focal. Your analysis shows no infection, but he does have sugar in his urine. Blood sugar 201. Assessment, low back pain number 2. He receives Toradol 60 milligram plus dexamethasone 8 milligram. Next number, I'm going to increase his Amaryl to 4 milligram twice a day. Next one is check blood sugars. At least twice a day before meals. Next number, come back on Friday. Next number, call if the sugar stays over 300 repeatedly. Next number, blood work is up to date. Next number, he does have a history of sleep apnea. We got a chance to look at his echocardiogram with short RVH. And past medical problems put sleep apnea too. Next number, he has not had an MRI of his back for some time. Next number, we're going to obtain an MRI. Next number, Naprosyn 500 plus Medrol dose back at home. Next number, we'll get a copy of his blood work for his chart, but again, his PSA is up to date. Next number is recommend testosterone in face of sleep apnea. Next number, off work for 3 days. Next number, we looked at his carotid artery because he's 60 years old with diabetes. His carotid artery is completely within normal limits. Next number, leg pain and is related to his low back. Next number is mild PVD, if any noted. Next number is upper extremities within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram shows RVH, as I mentioned. Next number is prostate, slightly enlarged. Next one is renal ultrasound within normal limits in face of diabetes. Next one is blood sugar, is usually much better controlled at home. Next one is thyroid, shows multiple goiters, but he's known that for some time, and that's why he's taking thyroid medications. Left side greater than right side. Thank you.